This is 28 Days to Positivity by Gail Strauss. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to day 22. This 28-day journey to positivity is holistic, which you have probably guessed by now. That is why you may find today's subject a little bit different. Today the subject is your qua number. You ask, what is a qua number? Well, everyone has their best directions to face, and there is a calculation that you can work out your qua number. Try to incorporate your qua number and birth date numbers in your address, phone number and email, etc. Using these numbers frequently is good for you as they resonate with your personal energies. Facing the best directions for you adds more confidence in yourself and you feel better. So today's subject is a more holistic view of helping you become a more positive person. So the sidebar, your birth date. The day you were born on is a key to your good luck. So if you were born on the 6th of August, for example, the number 6 is lucky for you. If you were born on the 18th, the number 18 will be lucky for you, as well as will the number 9, which is what you get when you add 1 and 8 together. Should you have the numbers 11 or 22, you should never reduce these numbers. These are very special numbers with a higher vibration, and these numbers will be fortunate for you if that's your number. Okay, back to your qua number. To calculate your qua number, the information you need is the year of your birth and gender. And this information will tell you your four lucky feng shui directions to face while at home, working, sleeping, or in any area of any room. On the flip side, you will also know your four unlucky directions, and you will either be a west group or an east group person according to your qua number. Now, the east group qua numbers are 1, 3, 4, and 9. And the west group qua numbers are 2, 5, 6, 7 and 8. Now, because the qua number comes from Chinese astrology, first be sure to check your year of birth according to the Chinese calendar. If you were born in January or February, the year of birth might be different from what you think. See, the Chinese lunar year calendar, when we talk about the year of the dog, the year of the sheep, etc., typically begins slightly later than the Western calendar. And the Chinese lunar year calendar usually is at either the end of January or in the first 2 weeks of February. So people born in January or February might actually belong to the lunar year of the year before. For example, let's say the Chinese lunar year of 1975. Well, this began on the 11th of February in 1975. So if you were born any day before the 11th of February 1975, in the Chinese lunar year cycle, you were actually born in 1974, and then you would use 1974 to calculate your qua number. The difference between the two calendars leaves a cusp area. First, it's only a small percentage of people who are born between mid-January to mid-February. So if you happen to be born in January or February, you should compare the two calendars to see if you get different qua numbers. If they do give you different qua numbers, then you are in the cusp area. And what you can do now is you can try and determine your best directions from your own personal observations. You should check the directions in which you've been sleeping over the years and compare them to the good and bad things that have happened in your life. For example, if you slip with your head towards a particular direction and things have been going well, or if you slip with your head towards a different direction and things have been going not so good, all this knowledge, you can use that to determine your true kwa number and what's best for you. Like I just said, that to calculate your kwa number, all the information you need is the year of your birth and whether you were born on or before the year 2000, because that's a bit different, and your gender. I'll take you through a couple of steps. So here's the steps. You take the last two digits, numbers of the year you were born, and you add them together. And then you reduce them down to a single digit, and you keep reducing until you get the single digit. Now, if you're a male, you subtract that single digit from 10. If you're a female, you take that single digit and add 5 to it. Now, when I talked about if you're born after the year 2000, if you're a male and you're born after 2000, you subtract that single digit from 9. And if you're a female born after the year 2000, you add 6 to that single digit. So I'll give you an actual example. So let's take an example of a male who's born in 1957. We'll add the 5 and the 7 together, which gives us 12. Then we'll add the 1 and the 2 together to get a 3. So the single digit number is 3. Now, because this is a male and it's before the year 2000, the male is 10 minus whatever your single digit is. And in this case, this particular male is 3. So 10 minus 3 equals 7. So the kwa number for this particular male is 7. Let's take a female born in 1957. We add the 5 and the 7, we get the 12. We add the 1 and the 2, we get the 3. So the single digit number is 3. Now for a female, we add that single digit number and we add it to 5. So 5 plus our single digit, which is a 3, gives us 8. So the kwa number for this particular female is 8. Now you probably remember I said that if you were born after the year 2000, how that's different. So if you were born in the year 2000, well, your single number is 0. And also 2000 and after 2000 for the male, the calculation, you don't use 10 minus the single digit, it's 9 minus the single digit. So a male born in the year 2000, would their single digit is 0, 9 minus 0 is 9. And the female born in the year 2000, again their single digit is 0, but because it's the year 2000 or after 2000, it's 6 is the number we add that to that single digit. So here it'd be 6 plus 0, which is 6. So that's the difference with the year 2000. So your kwa number, it is important to understand your kwa number and understand what makes or produces your kwa number, as those elements hold the kernel of your personal fortune luck. Each kwa number acts a different kind of prosperity, attracts a different kind. Feng shui masters recommend that you work, sit or sleep with your head or face pointed in your success direction. Here is an overview of the elements to each kwa number. So when you work out your kwa number, then you can work out what elements are good for you personally. So if you're a 1, you are a water element and you are made by metal. So big chunky metal jewelry and metallic objects in your home, keep the metal element strong and produce your water element. So wear plenty of gold and silver. Now, if you're a 2 or a 5 or an 8, you are an earth element and fire produces you. So red colours, fire elements, candles, twinkling lights and roaring fires all create positive feelings and good chi for you. Be sure to surround yourself and wear plenty of reds and burgundy, orange, purples and other fire colours. Now, if you're a 3 or a 4, well, you are a wood element and water makes you feel productive, healthy and alive. Make sure you spend plenty of time around water, vacation at the lake or ocean, and have water in your home and office environment. Wear black and blues and purples too. Now, if you're a 6 or a 7, you're a metal element, and you feel best when you are surrounded by earth elements, like stones and crystals, as this is the element that produces metal. And make sure you wear plenty of gemstone jewellery and vacation in the mountains or the desert. And the last one, number 9, if you're a 9, you're a fire element and you are produced by wood. So you wear lots of brown and green colours and use these colours in your home and office environment. Spend time in the outdoors as this gives you energy and feeds your spirit. Now, I'm not going to go across all the different directions. I will just give you the success direction for each Kwa number. So, which is you'd face this direction. So, if you're a 1, your success direction is southeast. If you're a 2, it's northeast. If you're a 3, it's south. If you're a 4, it's north. Now, if you're a 5 and you're a male 5, it's northeast. If you're a 5 but you're a female 5, it's southwest. If you're a 6, it's a west. If you're a 7, it's a northwest. If it's an 8, it's a southwest. If it's a 9, it's the east. The only one where it's whether you're a male or a female was the 5. Now, as far as your inauspicious directions, they can only create problems in your life. So try not to face any of these directions for any length of time, for long periods of time. And as you've probably worked out, I'm all about balance. So I better give you your unlucky directions for each of your Kwa numbers. So if you're a Kwa 1, your unlucky direction is west, 2, east, 3, southwest, 4, northwest. Now if you're a 5 and you're a male 5, it's east. If you're a 5 but you're a female 5, it's south. 6 is southeast, 7 north, 8 south, 9 northeast. So this has just lightly touched on an area of personal energies. If this connects with you, maybe you can use this as another tool in your bag of tools in feeling better and being more positive. We'll touch base again tomorrow. Love to all, Gail.